Mormon chapter 1. And in the first verse, we learn that Amaron comes to Mormon when he's only 10 years old and tells him that he should go to the place where he's hidden the records when he's 24 and take only the records of Nephi. And we must suppose that maybe to this day the other records are still there wherever he hid them up. It then says that there began to be war in the land, and the Nephites fight the Lamanites and they beat the Lamanites. And after they win, then they have peace in the land for 4 years. But the important thing here is that this war did not stir them back up to follow the Lord, as has been the purpose of war. And that it says in verse 13 that the wickedness still remained in the land. And so therefore, we can assume that this war had been the last chance of the Lord for them to turn them to him. So the three disciples then leave the land. And it says that there are no more miracles or healings, which again is a sign of wickedness. And it's a sign of wickedness today, for we do not have the miracles and the healings of the Lord. And again, men want to puff themselves up and say, oh yes, we have the healings because we have the doctors. And look what the marvelous thing the doctors are doing, and the Lord guides their hands, and such other ridiculous and vain things, meaning that the reason it's vain is they're believing in the power of men and upholding men. Well, then he says at the age of 15, he is visited by the Lord, or by the Spirit of the Lord, so that he can feel the Lord, and he feels the Lord's love, and he knows of the Lord's goodness. And that's, again, what we should be seeking. When we come unto the Lord, we feel his love. And then that becomes a thing that we desire, think is of more value than anything in the world, and that's what we then devote our lives to seeking. Well, it says that then he, having known this, he wanted to tell it to the people, but the people were hard and they had willfully rebelled. So therefore, he was constrained to preach to them. And again, I say today, did we willfully rebel? Yes, we've been given the Book of Mormon. And we have willfully put aside the Book of Mormon and said that it, and not used it. Instead, we look to men and we go to men and desire their precepts instead. Well, it says because of this wickedness that then there was Gadianton robbers in the land. And so therefore the people wanted to hide up their treasures. And it said as they hid them up, they became slippery in the land. And that means that for actual reason, the land engulfed and moved the riches. And we ask today, does that go on today? And we could say, yes, where can you put your riches today? You can put them in a bank, you can put them into stocks, you can put them wherever you want. But that just all slips away or goes wherever it will, according to the control of the Gadianton robbers. But the point is that your riches or your treasure will have no value to you in the future. And especially today, there are false riches in the first place. They don't even have any substance. They only represent a hope that the people in the future would accept that and be willing to work for you to produce products for you based on these paper entry riches. So then it says that in the end of this chapter that the open belief in the devil was throughout the land, meaning they believed in his sorceries and magic. And again today we see the devil in our music, and we have cults that worship the devil. And then it said his power was throughout the land, and we see that in all our movies of all the adultery and all the stink and filth that we have that we idolize, that we uplift, and meaning we idolize the people who represent and present present this filth, and we say that these people fame and so forth, meaning that that we therefore call of value in this world the things of the devil.